Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Blackberries are by far one of the easiest food crops to grow in South Louisiana, but a lack of understanding keeps gardeners from incorporating this wonderful fruit into their landscape. Some gardeners avoid planting these easily controllable crops because they tend to have a reputation for getting out of control and creating a bramble jungle. Understanding the growth cycle and proper pruning of blackberries is critical to increasing the yield of your crop. Blackberries have crowns that produce biennial shoots. These shoots live for 2 years and then die. The shoots that emerge the first year are called primocanes. In the second year of growth, the shoots are then called floricanes. These floricanes will produce flowers that mature into the fruit. Understanding that blackberries produce their crop on last year's growth and that canes only live for 2 years will help to explain the pruning process of blackberries. After harvesting the fruit in early summer from the floricanes, you should prune out these old woody floricanes at the ground level. At the same time, primocanes are beginning to emerge, often growing well above the existing floricanes. Prune off the tips of the primocanes at the same time you are removing the old floricanes. If you do not have blackberries in the landscape yet and you're considering planting them, hold off until the cool of fall arrives. Planting blackberries in the heat of summer will only cause stress to yourself and the plant. This crop can be planted from fall into early spring. In the meantime, you can begin to find the perfect spot in your yard for blackberries and prepare the soil for a fall planting. Blackberries prefer full sun and well-drained soils. A great soil for blackberries is one that is high in organic matter and has a pH of anywhere from 6.0 to 6.5. As a general rule of thumb, blackberry roots cannot tolerate wet soils. So consider planting uphill or on top of a hill, or creating what we call a pitcher's mound to plant on. It is important that the roots not be allowed to dry out. If the plants are too dry upon arrival, soak the roots in water for several hours before planting. Dig a hole large enough for the root system to spread in the hole. Cover the roots with a soil to a depth of 2 to 3 inches and firm the soil around the roots. Plants should be given a thorough drenching with water, especially if the soil is dry and the weather is hot. After planting, cut off the stems at least 3 to 4 inches above the ground. This will force new growth from the crown or the root buds. Blackberries begin producing fruit 1 year after they're planted. First year growth of an erect blackberry is typically low and non-erect that year. This often causes concern among beginning blackberry growers, but by the second year, all of the growth is erect. A planting may produce for more than 15 years, but a production usually is best during the years 3 through 8 and often begins to decrease after the 8th year. In a good blackberry soil, in most cases, nitrogen will typically be the only limiting factor. Required rates of phosphorus, potassium, and other elements will vary from soil to soil and should be based on a soil test performed by the LSU Ag Center. Submitting a soil sample to the LSU Ag Center will indicate the precise supplemental fertilizer to be used. An early spring and midsummer application of a complete garden fertilizer, such as 10-10-10, is recommended in most situations. Many great varieties are available to choose from at your local independent garden centers. They include Brazo, Arapaho, Apache, Freedom, and Natchez. Feel free to plant as many varieties as you desire, but you only need to plant one variety to get fruit. Unlike blueberries that require two different varieties to cross-pollinate in order to bear fruit, the blackberry is a self-fertile fruit, just another characteristic that makes blackberries a very easy crop to add to anyone's landscape. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.